With Massachusetts primary day just over a month away now, the race for governor is receiving most of the attention so far. But on the Democratic side, a race just down the ballot is proving quite competitive. This morning, WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on the tight race for a state attorney general.
Back in June, when a rookie politician running for attorney general took the stage at the Democratic convention, the weary crowd went wild.
Maura Healey!
The applause that echoed around the arena sounded louder for her than for many of the gubernatorial candidates.
I'm a told man.
But another candidate, former state senator Warren Tolman, brought out the party loyalists. He's run for statewide office twice before, and people expected him to win. But he scraped by, capturing the convention endorsement by 161 votes.
Well, it's going to be a race, and we knew that coming in. And that's what it's all about. It's about my message of leadership versus my opponents.
If you notice, Tolman mentioned that this race is about leadership. He didn't focus on policy disputes. The thing is, these two candidates don't really disagree much. They're both liberal Democrats with long resumes who speak up about the need to combat gun violence and sexual assault. Where these candidates do differ is in their base of support. Healey is openly gay, and she has a huge fan base among women and the LGBT community. She's an upstart who's worked in the AG's office for years. Tolman is a veteran politician who has endorsements from labor unions and many men who previously held this office.
How are you? I'm Warren Tolman. I'm running for attorney general. How are you?
Tolman works the crowd at a senior lunch in Cambridge. He hands out flyers, jokes about his bald head, and comfortably switches into fragmented Spanish or French if he needs to.
Vous avez besoin d'un avocat général. Can help you.
To many people in the crowd, Tolman has the air of an important man. A group of Chinese immigrants who don't speak English jump up to take photos with him. But others here clearly know him. They can remember when Tolman was in the State House.
We need people like you. God bless you.
Thank you
for everything you've done and everything I know you will do.
Patricia Casola gives Tolman a hug. She says she's voting for him this September, and she's telling her friends to do the same. She doesn't know much about Maura Healey, but she says she trusts Tolman. Years ago, they worked on affordable housing issues together.
I know Warren from a long time ago, and I know he's a man of integrity.
Tolman tells voters he stood up for tough issues before they were popular. He fought big tobacco and pushed for AIDS HIV curriculum in schools. These days, his focus is smart gun technology, which would prevent a gun from operating if the owner wasn't shooting it.
This is about making our community safer. That's a real substantive difference that the Attorney General of Massachusetts can unilaterally implement on day one.
Across the lawn, a couple of college-age volunteers are passing out pamphlets for rival candidate Maura Healey. One of them is 22-year-old Rodrigo Plaza, a fresh Harvard grad.
I actually got asked to work for Warren Tolman first, and I was going to the interview, and the night before I was reading about both of the candidates, and I realized that I would vote for Maura Healey.
Plaza says he went to the Tolman interview anyhow, but the next day he called up the Healey staff and asked to volunteer. He says he liked Healey because she seemed authentic. Her personal narrative was persuasive.
Being a woman, being openly gay, and it seemed to me like she had both like a serious, like a lot of experience that Warren Tolman didn't in the office itself, and that she was doing it for the right reasons. She's like very passionate about these issues. Like she's very much doing this because she thinks she can make a difference, and that was something that was very refreshing for me.
Healey supporters often mention that passion gap as the reason why they believe in Maura Healey. And she's been building on that grassroots support in living rooms, coffee shops, and even the basketball court.
5-on-5? And who wants to play? Whoever wants to play, come up here.
Healey used to play professional basketball in Europe, a 5'4" point guard. And throughout her campaign, she's tried to find ways to play ball and connect with people. As the summer sun beats down, Healey joins a group of kids in Boston's Franklin Park. They're in a summer program run by Mothers for Justice and Equality.
I just wanted to come both to support, but also to talk to these kids and hear from them directly about, you know, what life is like for them. And it'll definitely help me be a better attorney general.
Healey and Tolman both talk a lot about gun violence. But Tolman tries to set himself apart by emphasizing his leadership. Healy insists that experience is key. She oversaw two bureaus in the AG's office.
It matters that you have an attorney general who was there to stand up and sue the federal government and win and beat the Defense of Marriage Act to take down DOMA. And I understand firsthand the power and the possibility of that office.
And that message is energizing Democrats, especially women like Marianne Grease. She says she first heard about Healy through friends.
I had heard about her from one person, and then it seemed as time went on, a lot more people that I like and respected have been saying, like, hey, have you heard about Maura Healy? You should learn more about her.
Grease says she did and was sold. Healy is focusing on the power of those word-of-mouth referrals. Political analysts say she's taking a cue from another political neophyte emulating Deval Patrick's 2006 campaign when he courted activists and won. Tolman and Healy face off September 9th. Whoever wins will challenge Republican John Miller in the general election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.